Today's share Mishnah Berurah is Simtaf Reish Sadi Hey. We're in the middle of Sif Beis in the Ramah. So we saw that the Ramah just said if a person wants to go ahead and have his Suda on Friday, when Purim falls out on Friday, like this year, so he should have it ideally in the morning. Now, the truth is, most people don't really have it in the morning. They rely on another shita that says you can have it before Asiris, because there's so many things that have to be done. But it's interesting. I mean, it seems that you should do it from the Ramah. You should actually do it b'shachris. You should quote Shabbos. And then he says, "Who, if a person mishirotzeh lasos so tamid b'shachris, harishus b'yado. If you want to make your suda always in the morning, you're allowed to." Okay? Yesh omrim. Sheyesh lechol machal zervonim. There are those that say that what you should do is you should eat seeds on Purim. Get your seeds out. Zecher lezeronim sh'achal Daniel v'chaber av b'bavel. As a zecher to the seeds that were eaten by Daniel and his chaber av b'bavel, meaning what they did was, in order to not eat any of the eichlin of the melech, they would go ahead and eat zeronim, which would go ahead and that would give them some kayach. So that would be the idea. Here, look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud Aleph. It says, Machal Zeronin, Balayla Rishona, the first night. Daniel Sifkat Yudei, Daniel V'chaverav, V'gam. Now why, what's Pshat Daniel V'chaverav? So he points out, no, it all goes together. V'gam Esther, Achla Zeronin, and Esther as well, Kidaminam Parakamad and Megillah, Lishanel, Latoiv, Shehechila Zeronin. She ate, and they ate these Zeronin, which is basically a food that would sustain, but and not have to partake of all the other tarfis and all the other stuff. We move right to now, in the Ramah. Now he goes on and he says, Toi lasik ma'at b'tayra kaidem sheyaschil asuda. You should learn a shtikl Torah on Purim before you start the Suda. The Samach Lidvar, what is the support for this? La Yehudim haisa ayra v'simcha v'darshinan ayra zu tayra. Ayra is tayra. So that's the idea, that Torah should go ahead and precede the Suda in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if they have in America also. You have yeshivas Mordechai Tzadik in America. You have that on the morning of Purim. So you go to any of the communities here in Eretz Yisrael, they have big thing called yeshivas Mordechai Tzadik, where it's the biggest avos subbonim of the year. They raise a lot of money, and kids are learning with their fathers, and they have big prizes. They dress up, and they shteig, and they have big prizes. Hopefully here we're going to have something. I'm going to try to get some type of Steiging also, maybe Thursday night, big prizes for unlimited steiging of Torah without any batala on Purim night. So here the site is that on Purim day, that's when they really go ahead and they do this. V'darshinan ayra zu Torah v'chayev b'mishta v'simcha, and then he goes on and he says, and you're chayev b'mishta and simcha k'sas b'shnei yamin yidal v'tazvav. So there's an Indian of having not only the mishta v'simcha on your Iker day, let's say if you dalid, but also tesvav as well, v'chein nagu, and that's the minhag. Yesh omer. Then he goes on, and this is a famous halacha, dim hizik echad es chavero, mikoach simchas purim, potter milashale. There are those that say that if someone is mazik, his friend, based on his getting involved in simchas purim, he's potter from paying. I remember my second, third year in Or Yerushalayim as a Rebbe, guys got a little overboard and they smashed the head, the Abayas's windshield on Purim. It was a whole shayla. Avichai have to pay. I think they were, because look what he says right there. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Yigimel. Dim Hizik. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Yigimel. The Bach Mechalek, Bein Hezek Gadol Lekatan. So first the Bach makes a chiluk between a Hezek Gadol Lekatan, so I assume it's smashing the windshield of someone's car. Is already a big Hezek. Bein beguf also be chalik between beguf and bein b'mamon. The behezek gadol makbidin, hezek gadol the makbid. Bein minag luftor, the hezek gadol. The minag is not the pater if there is great hezek. And obviously the mefarshim explain as well. Look at sukkot yedalad mikayach simchas purim perish she'asa mikayach simcha. Aval kivein lahazik chayim. But if the guy was mechavein to be mazik, then he's chayim. So I think that was the ultimate psak there. It wasn't like they were just like acting crazy on Purim and then they damage. Normally we say adam muad la'olam. If you're like, you know, if you go ahead and you damage, even if it's karov la'ines, and according to the Ramban, even if it's ines, a person is always chayev when he damages, even if he's, you know, karav l'onis, according to some rishonim, even if it's onis. Here, when it comes to Purim, so the heter, if he's involved in the simplest Purim, but if he's like, if he goes, okay, now we can get our, we hate the Ambayas, and now you want to, it's Purim, let's, you know, let's get drunk and destroy his house, that obviously would not, that would not fly. Okay, we continue off, and then he says as follows, Siv Gimel, Aymer Al Anisim Birkas HaMazoy, the Birkas HaAretz. As you all know, we say Al Anisim in Birkas HaMazoy, in Birkas HaAretz, in Noyde Lecha. Look at the Mishab Rusev Kontes Vav, Now, we had already seen that if you forget Al Anisim in Shemoneh Esrei, you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But when it comes to Berachas HaMazon, according to, as we'll see, one opinion, you might have to repeat it. Look what he says. Im shachach leimer Al Anisim, yesh oimim demachzir noso. There are those that is the marshal that says you have to go ahead and repeat the Berachas HaMazon. Yesh oimim demachzir noso. And others say, no, you did not go ahead and repeat it. And at the end of the day, we did not repeat it because of Safek Brachos LeHakel. Now, what's the issue here? The issue here is, as you all know, what's the whole yisoid of why we, for example, if we forget Yal V'Yavo on Yom Tif, why do we repeat benching as opposed to on Rosh Chodesh? Exactly. So when it comes to Purim, so there's a Chiyav Suda. That's why he goes on and he says, the Dafka B'Suda Rishon Eshochel B'Bayom. Aval the suda shnia she'ochel achar mincha she'karim sudas purim u'kvar achol suda achas b'yayim shuv e'mazir noso l'kulei amos. For sure, you're not going to go ahead and repeat it. It says they used to have the big suda, right? Like later on in the day, and they might have had already a meal with the first meal in the morning with bread. So if they had already the first meal in the morning with bread, so then it's only that meal that would be you'd be mechuyev. And if you're going to be mechuyev in any birkas hamazon, any Al Anisim in Birkas HaMazon, it would be that first meal. Because technically, that's your chiyuv, is that first meal, even though you're going to end up having your real Sudas Purim later on, where you're going to be, you know, chayiv in Livasume. So at the end of the day, anyway, you don't repeat because Tzavik Brachos LaHakel, but it's only the first meal that you have on that day of Purim itself. According to everybody, the second meal, Ein Machzirin. You would not go ahead and repeat the benching. Ella, so what do you do? And what do we do at the end of the day if we forget Al Anisim in benching? Kishamagia la Rachaman Yomar, Arachaman, Huyasel, Al Anisim, etc., etc. Kishachal Purim be Erev Shabbos. When Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, we have a lot of these beautiful halacha l'maisa scenarios here. When Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, Umashcha Sudasa Aralaila, and the Suda continues on until the evening, Chayiv Vahaskir Shal Achshav Dainu Mitzeh. Because let's say his meal continued on into Friday night. It's called Paris Mappa. If you guys ever learned the Avi Psachim, there's something called Paris Mappa where you're going into Shabbos and then you cover the food, make Kiddush. But let's say your meal is continuing on. You can continuing on your Purim meal into Friday night. So now you have the following issue. Now you're benching. So he says Chayiv LaHaskir Shel Achshav. You have to go ahead and in the benching mention that which is necessary to be mentioned on Friday night. How you would say? And Cain, Eich Yomar Al Anisim, and you have a problem. How are you going to say Al Anisim? This is a paradox. You can't on one hand be saying Ritzei, and on the other hand be saying Al Anisim for Friday. The Cain, the Ein Askaras Al Anisim Chamor Kol Kach. Since Askaras Al Anisim is not so Chamor, Lachain Yomar, therefore, you just say Rak Shel Shabbos. You just say the Ritzei. The Chol Zeafilu Kishalo Hispalal Adayim. And this is even if he did not yet daven Myriv of Shabbos. If he went ahead and he already davened Ma'ariv, then Bivada Eino Kedai Laskir, then for sure, it's not Kedai to be mentioned Achakach Al Anisim, the Birkas HaMazon, because he already davened the Shabbos Tfila, Ukid Lekame, as we'll see coming up. Sifkatan Tes Zayin. So your Oimer, okay, let's go back to Shulchan Aruch a second. Mischa Sudasa Bayoim, Umashcha Ad Halayla. Let's say he starts the meal by day on Friday. Not Friday. Mischil Sudasa Bayoim, Umashcha Ad Halayla. Stam! He started the meal by day and he goes into the evening. Oimer Al Anisim. So then he says, Al Anisim, the Basar Tchilas Suda Azlion. Because you go after the beginning of the Suda. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah that we saw before, right, was already assuming what we just read right now, that when you continue the meal into the evening, which is Tezvav, let's say you're having your suit on your ballot, so you're continuing your meal into Tezvav, so even though it's Tezvav, you still say Al Anisim. Or if you're in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and you're continuing your meal into Tazayin, so you still say Al Hanisa because you go after the Tchilas Suda. And there are those that say, no, you don't. And if you go into the night, you will not say Al Nisim, but no, I think it's Svara Rishona. But the Minag is like the first Svara, namely, if you go into the evening, then you will say Al Nisim, even if you go into the next night where it's no longer Purim, because you go Basar Suda, you go after the Suda. What we were discussing in the previous Mishnah Brura was when, again, we're following the Svara Rishona, and then it happens to go into Friday night, where you have Ritzei, and that creates the Tak Disaster issue, where he said, in that situation, you should not say Allah Nisim, because you can only say one of them. Sif Katan Tes Zayin, so Emer Allah Nisim, if your Suda goes into the night, a regular night, not Lab Dafka on Friday night, you say Allah Nisim, according to that first opinion. So Yesh Omer, Dafka Kishalo Hispal Arvis Adayin. Now those that say, this is only if he's not yet Davin Meirev. Aval Kishispal, if he happened to have davened Ma'ariv in the middle of his meal, Shuv Eino Omer Al Hanisim. He would not go ahead and say Al Hanisim in the benching. The Yesh Omer, the Bechol Davening Omer. Others say no. It always goes Basa Suda, and regardless, you're going to say Al Hanisim. Therefore, to avoid this problem, the appropriate thing would be to not daven Ma'ariv before you bench on Motzei Purim. To go ahead and avoid the Machlokes. And if a person wants to go ahead and think of a way to fix the situation, so he says, if you want to go ahead and work it out, and you're going to be able to go ahead and daven with the tzibur in shul, so it appears, he says, what you should do is, when it comes to the time at night, to daven, you should go ahead and bench, and say Al Hanisim, and then go to shul, and then, if you want, you can still go ahead and come back and continue. It's interesting, he's saying, you still come back, and even after Purim, even after you're ready to daven Ma'ariv, come back, eat, drink. The mitzvah is simcha b'shnei yamim, because as we said, there's still a mitzvah in simcha b'shnei yamim, even on Tes Vav. Obviously, this would not be working for the people who are holding Tes Vav, because there's no mitzvah b'simcha, on Tes Zayin. So this would not be a great etza once you're ready benched and daven Ma'ariv on Tes Zayin. Doesn't seem like the mitzvah of Simcha would really take effect at all. Okay? This year it's actually Tes Zayin. But then we're talking Yud Zayin, which there isn't. Okay? Let's move back there. Yud Zayin, v'noagin, uvizeh in lo amaro, and he says, and here, if he did not, when we're talking about the issue of, we were talking about the issue of if he got Al Hanisim, so we saw there was a machlokes whether you have to repeat the benching. He says, uvizeh, but if it goes into the night, if he didn't say Al Hanisim, then the vadai ein machzir, so then everyone would hold for sure, you'd not go ahead and repeat the benching, afilu dasa machmir. Even according to the machmir, it says you repeat the benching if you forget Al Hanisim, that's only if you forgot Al Hanisim when it's by day. But if it goes into the night, then for sure you would not go ahead and repeat the benching. Because even l'chatchila itself, there's a machlokes if you go ahead and repeat it. So here, once you go ahead and what? Oh, sorry. Here there's a machlokes whether you go ahead and even say Al Hanisim. So since there's a machlokes whether you actually go ahead and say Al Hanisim at night, so there is machmir, and they're not going to be machmir, you're going to go ahead and repeat the benching if you forgot it at night. We will stop over here and continue with Sif Dalid tomorrow, which gets into the halachas of Mishloach Manos. We already did the halachas of Matanos Yabloinim and Suda, and tomorrow we will get to the Chiyuv of Mishloach Manos. Ad Kan.